boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-S, how red, great, those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear, Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith.
Hello. Oh, Dan. Oh, no, Louise, I'm sorry. It's just I was hoping it was Daddy. No, not a word yet. And we've been calling the convention headquarters up in Buffalo every hour. Nobody's seen him. It's as if he's disappeared into thin air. No, Mom's not here. She's gone down to the police station with Michael to fill out a report.
Well, call me the minute you hear anything. And try to relax, sweetie. I know you'll be hearing from him soon.
In the Jefferson's kitchen...
Well, still no word from Archie.
Yeah, peaceful, ain't
it? Why don't you shut up, George?
Hey, ho, what kind of talk is that, woman?
Listen, George, Archie is missing, and Edith is going out of her mind with worry.
Why? Is she afraid he's coming back?
She points at him.
Now, listen to me, George.
Take that claw out of my face. And if you give me the finger one more time, woman,
you call me woman one more time, and I'm going to put all five fingers together and...
Go ahead! Go ahead! Give me your best shot! And you see what happens to you.
What?
Your mother will have an unexpected guest. You. Damn it, Louise, why do you keep sticking up for that honky? You hear the way he's always fat-mouthing us? The only thing worse than his insults is his compliments.
Say that, Jefferson, there. You know why you people got such natural rhythm from being grown up with all them tom-toms? Then there's the bull about just cause we black, we can't get enough sex.
We both know that's bull, don't we, George?
As George opens his mouth to retort, Louise sticks a vegetable leaf in it.
You better lighten up, Louise.
But you do have rhythm. One out of two ain't bad.
Now you're going too far. You hear that, Louise? Too far.
Don't you slam my table.
What? I'll slam your table. I'll slam your chair. I'll slam your wall. Anything else you want me to slam?
Yes, the door from the other side.
You got it.
George leaves Louise fuming. Edith and Mike enter the police station, where a cop interviews an old man in a raincoat.
Mr. White, what you did is against the law. I'll be with you folks in just a minute. You understand that?
Yes, sir. Look, if I promise never to do it again, will you let me go?
Okay, Mr. White, but it's the last time. Now beat it.
Thank you, Sergeant. Thank you.
Heading out, the old man spots Edith waiting with Mike. With a crazed look, he starts unbuttoning his coat. He flashes them. An officer hustles the old man into the back room. Mike looks around, flustered. Edith clasps her cheek with a troubled frown, then glances at Mike.
Sorry you had to see that, Ma.
That reminds me, Archie forgot to pack his raincoat.
I'm sorry about that, ma'am. Now, can I help you?
Yeah. My husband is supposed to be in Buffalo at a convention, but he didn't even get on the bus.
We'd like to file a missing persons report.
Yeah. Okay, what's your husband's name, lady?
Archie Bunker. Mm-hmm.
How long has he been missing?
Since noon yesterday.
Oh, we can't file a missing persons report until 24 hours have passed.
That's ridiculous. I mean, what's another few hours? A man is missing. We've come here to report it. All we're asking you to do is try to find him.
Look, I'd like to be able to help you, but there isn't too much we can do right now. Unless... Has your husband ever had amnesia?
No, I don't So he never used laxative, just prune juice.
Lady, this husband of yours, is he 50-ish, overweight, always worried about money, stuck in a dull job, kind of sour in life?
That's wonderful. You've seen him.
No, but I've seen a million guys just like him. Let me tell you something. A lot of our missing persons turn out to be runaways. And 98% of all the men involved are running away because of extramarital affairs.
Oh, Archie ain't interested in affairs. He don't even like small dinner parties.
Later at the bunkers.
Hello, registration desk? Yes, could you please tell me if a Mr. Archie Bunker has checked into the hotel yet? Yes, I'll hold.
Mike comes downstairs with a shoebox.
He hasn't checked in yet. Thank you. Oh, boy. What's that?
Oh, it's a collection of stuff I found up in Archie's closet.
Michael, you went into Daddy's room. Those things are personal.
Glory, the police said it would help if we could build up a psychological profile of Archie.
Yeah, but this is just a bunch of old souvenirs.
It might give us a clue to where Archie's gone.
A win with Wilkie button? Look at this, an old Ripley's Believe It or Not clipping. Because of the population growth rate in China, if you lined up all the Chinese four abreast and marched them into the sea, the line would never end. I wonder why he kept this.
Maybe he liked the idea.
He pulls out a felt letter F.
What's this?
Oh, Daddy got that from high school.
You mean he kept his grades?
No, Michael, it stands for flushing.
Oh, so that's what he majored in.
Flushing High School. He was on a baseball team.
Hey, it could have started way back then.
Oh, I'll get it.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe he never became a real ball player, so now he's still mad at life. Maybe not. I don't know.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, well, that makes too high. One of us better come down from up there. Oh, I'm Stretch Cunningham, Gloria, from your father's plant.
Oh, Stretch Cunningham. Oh, come on in. Oh, but I'm afraid that Daddy's not here.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, I asked Stretch to come over, Gloria. Thanks a lot, Stretch.
Oh, that's okay. I had to walk that way anyway, as the man said when he bought the talcum powder.
Gloria smiles uncertainly at the tall, gaunt man.
Well, I thought that maybe Stretch could tell us something about Archie that we don't already know.
Oh, would you like some coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I ain't got long. I promised Tiny still before so I go bowling with him. You know Tiny?
No.
Oh, too bad. They get a big kick out of us down at the alley. Like sometimes when Tiny beats me, I get down on my knees next to him and I yell, "Hey, why don't you pick on somebody your own size?" And funny things like that.
That's funny, Stretch. Why don't you sit down over here?
Oh,
huh?
Oh. Yeah.
At work, did Archie mention anything about the Lodge convention?
Sure. He was looking forward to it. He said with any luck, they'd have one of them female cakes.
A what?
You know, one of them cakes where the broad pops out of the top.
Does Archie often talk about things like that?
Cake?
No, women, sex.
Michael!
Gloria, this could be important.
My father would never look at another woman.
Oh, yeah? He looks at Boom Boom Turner all the time.
Boom Boom Turner?
Yeah, the receptionist down at the plant. Mildred Boom Boom Turner. She's built. And when she walks, boom boom.
I don't want to hear any more of this.
Oh, you got to face facts, Gloria. I mean, your old man's got a lot of get up and go. So maybe he just got up and went. You know, boom, boom here, boom there.
Stretch!
Yeah, everywhere, boom, boom.
My father isn't like that.
Thanks a lot, Stretch, really. But I think Gloria's right. Archie's not smart enough to set up something like that.
Well, don't be too sure. There ain't no fries on Arch. He told me so the other day. There ain't no fries on me, Stretch, he said. And I said, then how do you go to the bathroom? Get it?
Sort of a play on words.
Yeah. Well, listen, if there's anything else I can do to help, you let me know,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, we will.
idea.
Well, Glory, we gotta try everything.
Do you realize what he was suggesting? He was suggesting that daddy's run off with some woman.
I know it sounds crazy, Glory, but the police said that 98% of the men Archie's age...
But not daddy! Oh, Michael, that's ridiculous.
Mike finds a photo in the shoebox and brings it to Gloria.
Ridiculous, huh?
What?
Archie laughs with a large busted blonde. Mike reads the back.
Me and Mildred, company picnic, 1973.
Gloria stares at it.
Boom boom?
Boom boom. Going to give a complete description of Boom Boom to everybody we run into. All right? Height, 5'4", weight, 125, age, 35, outstanding physical characteristics, 2.
Michael, I just don't believe it. Why would Daddy run off with a woman like Boom Boom?
Gloria, haven't you ever heard of the 7-year itch?
But he's been married for 26 years.
All right, so it took him 19 years to start scratching. What are you doing?
I'm calling the plant.
Oh, boy, you called them twice in the past hour. They said they'd call Boom Boom at home for you.
So why hasn't she phoned us yet?
Because she's not home.
Well, how do you know that?
Oh, come on, Gloria. You don't believe that cock and bull story the plant gave you, that she's homesick, do you?
She gets the phone book.
There's only one way to find out. I'm going to call her home myself.
Oh, that's great, Gloria. That's really great. And suppose she's home. What are you going to say to her? Hello, Miss Turner. I hate to bother you, but are you shacking up with my father?
Edith returns with groceries.
Oh, hi, Ma.
Hi, Ma. There's no news yet. Here, let me give you a hand.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
She shakes her head.
Oh, Ma, you better try not to worry so much.
Oh, I wasn't worrying then, Gloria. I was thinking about my Uncle Henry's watch. Huh? It was one of them big railway watches hanging on a heavy silver chain. He used to wear it to work at the brewery, except he never wore it on Saturdays. On Saturdays, he'd wind it up and put it on the table next to his bed, beside the glass with his teeth in it. He never wore them on Saturdays, neither. Anyway, I used to sneak into his bedroom and pick up the watch and listen to it ticking. There it was, all wound up and telling the time, even though nobody wanted to know.
What made you think of that, Ma?
Well, it was just like that at Ferguson's Market just now. There I was, filling my shopping basket with all the right things, but I don't even remember taking them off the shelves. It's like somebody on the outside is busy being me, and somebody on the inside is busy thinking about Archie.
Ma, Daddy will come home.
Oh, I know he will, Gloria. I just bought him some beer. That way he has to come home to drink it.
Edith retreats to the kitchen.
Oh, I better put this stuff away.
I'm making that call, Michael.
Oh, I don't know, Gloria.
Mike puts the shoebox in a drawer.
For Ma's sake, I hope I'm wrong.
Michael, I know you're wrong.
Mike takes the groceries into the kitchen.
Please be home, Boom Boom. In bed. Sick. Alone.
Mike returns.
No answer?
Oh, poor Ma. What are we gonna tell her?
The truth. You gotta tell her the truth.
Why me? You're the one that found the picture.
Gloria, you're much better at it than I am. After all, you're a woman.
Oh, you gotta give me a better reason than that.
How about I'm a coward?
Tell me what, Gloria?
Ma, will you please come over here and sit down? You see, this is very, very important.
She looks into Edith's eyes.
Michael has something he wants to tell you.
No, I don't. We're not sure, but... Well, we think it's possible
are
that...
Are you talking about Archie and another woman?
How did you know?
Oh, it's only natural. A man as handsome as Archie. Women are attracted to him like flies.
You mean there have been other women?
Oh, sure. Sybil Gooley, the checker down at Ferguson's Market.
No.
Oh, sure. Every time Archie goes shopping for me, she always gives him double bags.
Ma, I think you should see this.
Oh, what a nice picture of Archie.
No, Ma, the woman. Look at the woman.
That's Boom Boom. You know Boom Boom? Sure. Her real name is Mildred Turner. I met her last year at the company picnic.
How did you know they called her Boom Boom?
Archie told me. Do you know why they call her Boom Boom?
No.
Because she used to play drums in the high school orchestra.
I hate to say this, but we think that Archie and Boom Boom are having an affair together. Having an affair together!
No, not Archie.
Edith beams at the photo, then glances unsurely from Mike to Gloria.
Not unless she's hypnotized him or something. Did you get that? I need a couple of
Sure, Ma. Head down, Edith runs to the kitchen.
Oh, Stretch.
Hey, have I got some news for you? But first, I gotta show you something. Remember I was telling you about Boom Boom? Well, look at this.
Another picture of Archie and Boom Boom. Christmas, 1972.
Yeah, he and Boom Boom make a great-looking trio, don't they? I found out something else you should know.
Stretch!
Oh, hi there, Edith.
What are you doing here?
Oh, well, this is kind of squirmish, you know? Oh,
please, Stretch, tell Ma. She has a right to know.
Okay. Being a friend, I thought I'd do a little checking for you. So I called Boom Boom's house to see if she's really homesick. And, I hate to tell you this, but she ain't even home. So I called her mother. Boom Boom's out of town.
Out of town?
Listen, I gotta be going.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Stretch.
You know, I hate to bring bad news, but when there ain't no good news, what other kind of news can you bring?
Stretch leaves with a shrug.
And that's the guy Archie calls the king of comedy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ma.
Oh, well, it's all right for you. He meant well.
Ma, the police said that they wanted a picture of Archie. Do you have something else?
Does it matter if he ain't smiling?
I don't think so.
Then I'll get our wedding picture.
Did Gloria Stivick live here?
Yeah. You're Mildred Turner.
That's right. Who's Gloria Stivick?
That's me.
So what the heck's going on here? I take a couple of days sick leave, and you got the whole town looking for me.
Yeah, well, we just wanted to talk to you.
I don't even know you. Grant's been calling my mother. Stretch Cunningham's been calling my mother. You gotta worry to death.
Oh, we're sorry.
You're sorry. I'm sorry. What's the sense of being alone with your boyfriend if your mother keeps calling? There's nothing wrong with that. We plan to get married as soon as he gets his divorce. My mother will never let him go.
Here's my mother, now your mother.
What is going on here anyway?
I don't think you know who Gloria's mother is, Boom Boom.
Boom Boom? Did you call me Boom Boom?
I thought everybody called you that.
Let me tell you something. I have done some big things in my life. In high school, I got all A's. Does anybody ever say there goes the brain? In 1962, I won a dance contest.
Arthur Murray. Does anybody ever say, there goes Miss Graceful? But just once, I walk across the loading dock, and a klutz by the name of Archie Bunker says, boom, boom, that they remember.
Well, if you think this Archie Bunker is such a klutz, why did you have this picture taken with him?
I didn't. See, every time I stand still around the place, that klutz Bunker jumps next to me and gets his goofball friend Stretch Cunningham to snap another picture. Oh, it drives Harold crazy.
Who's Harold?
My boyfriend.
Oh, Miss Turner, I'm so happy to hear about Harold. You see, I'm Archie Bunker's daughter.
Is that so? Well, you got my sympathy. Well, now, you mind telling me what is all the panic about getting a hold of me?
Well, this is kind of embarrassing. Archie left town yesterday, and Stretch said that you were out of town. So, well, we thought maybe you and Archie were together. I don't know.
Me? With Archie Bunker? Why would I want to be with Archie Bunker? Why would any woman want to be with Archie Bunker?
Now, wait a minute. He happens to be a wonderful man.
Oh, wait, Gloria, let's not exaggerate. Ma, look who's here.
Oh, yeah, look, Boom Boom. Oh, I'm sorry.
Why should you be any different? You know, nobody ever remembers my real name.
Mildred.
Thank you.
Boom Boom Turner.
Goodbye.
Oh, wait a minute, Miss Turner, don't go.
Why, what's to keep me?
Well, I was wondering if you and me need to have a woman to other woman talk.
Ma, no, we were wrong. Archie and Miss Turner were never together.
Really? Oh, I'm so glad.
Believe me, so am I.
She lets herself out. Edith nods, grinning. Then her mouth turns down again. She approaches Archie's chair.
Oh, Ma, why are you looking like that? Daddy's not with Boom Boom.
I know, Gloria. But if he was with Boom Boom, I'd know where he was. This way. Where is he?
Edith strokes the empty armchair, close to tears.
Why ain't this fun?
Next week on All in the Family.
So gloomy, and I was missing Archie, and now he's coming home, and we're having a party.
Wait! When is Archie going to get home?
Who cares?
Who cares if the sky starts to fall into the sea?
Edith, I think you have had enough.
Oh, no. You can't fly on one leg.
Edith pours more wine.
You know, I've been trying to do this all day. Now I'm going to really do it.
She twirls a hula hoop.
Be sure to join us next week for Archie's Return.
Directed by H. Wesley Kenney. Written by Loy Turner and Gordon Mitchell. Story editors Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Associate producer Gene Marcione.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Isabel Sanford, Louise. Sherman Hemsley, George. Gloria Leroy, Boom Boom Turner. James Cromwell, Stretch Cunningham. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.